This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Boy, it's almost impossible for me to have imagined that on within a three-hour period of time, you could have two living legends on one program, Walt Williams and Smokin' Al Kolkin, both who were following programs that are red hot. And Kolkin, we talked about rivalries. And I don't know if there's ever been anything other than Cowboys and burgundy and gold and pins and caps. And to know what I experienced watching last night, for you it had to be an immense joy. And this whole season and watching the nation's contact, and for you who put me in this rage about Save the Caps in 1980,
yeah,
and taught me the importance of what it meant to have a hockey club, and said I've forever been indebted to you of weaning me and showing me the importance of this. What has the last month or so been like for you?
Well, this entire year has been a treat, Doc. It's, you know, it's one of those things, you know, it's funny you mentioned Cowboys and burgundy and gold, right? There's no doubt. You are the firmest believer in championships, championships, championships. That's how you're judged. But I also would add to this the fact that you've got to be consistent year in and year out. And that's one of the things that's been interesting to me to watch this franchise for as long as I've been covering them, that you can pretty much count year in and year out, they're there. Now, are they going to win every year? No. Have they had massive disappointments in many of these years? Absolutely. But look at what's going to happen this year. They're going to be back in the playoffs, and they're going to play a prominent role in it. Their rivals up in Pennsylvania, once again, will not be in the playoffs, look like a disaster, look like a disinterested hockey club. So just on that level alone, you kind of have to sit back and enjoy. Can a Pittsburgh fan show you a couple more rings? Absolutely. But can you also show them, hey, while you're contemplating where you want to tee it up, we'll be back in the playoffs again.
And I know, again, I'm repeating what you've taught me, but the layers of this, and Hershey, the system, and now seeing that the man that was involved in the architect of that, is now involved in this. And because you taught me what to look for, and it starts with the netminders, and it seemed like we were in penalty kill situations for like an hour and a half last night, to me.
Well, yeah, there was.
I wonder what Al's thinking. For me, it just seems like they were firing puck after puck after puck. We were in defensive mode, and we're built for it.
Well, there's no question that Logan Thompson and Charlie Lindgren have been 1 and 1A in terms of where you can point to in terms of why this team has pulled off points on games that they look like they don't deserve it. And going into the break, I've got to be honest with you, Doc, they were playing particularly inspiring good hockey compared to how they started the season, but they were getting points because the goaltenders were keeping him in the games, and then these guys have enough talent that when they do wake up and put the plan to motion, they can come back from 1, 2, 3 down and still at least get something out of it, which is no small task in this league anymore. And particularly with now that they're a team that people are gunning for to say, how do we measure up against the elite? Right now, the Capitals, certainly in the East, are the elite, and you're going to get every team's best effort against them. So I'm not taking the fact that, you know, just getting a point, even if you lose in overtime, should be looked at as a negative. Anytime you can pile up points, and right now, you're going into today up 12 points over your nearest rival with, what, 26 games to play? That's going to be it's going to take a monumental collapse and an unbelievable run by the Carolina Hurricanes to catch the Washington Capitals. That's how impressive this season has been. And Carolina is a very good team. We're not talking about a conference or a division that's got a lot of, you know, bottom feeders that just happen to be sticking around. We've got some really good teams, and the Capitals have just basically flown right by. That, to me, has been incredibly impressive to see how this team has pretty much kept the pedal to the metal.
You know, I was introduced to the game when Rod Langway, you know, seeing tough guys, when guys referred to certain players as goons, but yet they were talented. And I refer to and have done that with Tom Wilson. Tom Wilson is a very talented player. I know he had was cross-checked last night and seemed like he might have been roughed up a bit. Are you been amazed and surprised at his overall skill set, physical as a freak, but also very talented?
Well, it's something, Doc, when he first got here, I think it was very unfair to him. You come right out of junior hockey. A, he got thrown into the playoffs immediately, but the next year, his next full year, he was basically a fourth line guy. Get out there, drop your gloves against guys, you know, 6, 7, 10 years older than you that have had, you know, many more NHL fights than you have. And I thought it was an unfair situation. But because of the role they thrust him in then, and that was then Adam Oates as the coach of this team, he kind of had a reputation as a one-dimensional player. But the more you started to watch him and watch the little things in his game, the little subtleties of his game, the ability to chip pucks out, not just to get it out of pressure, but to chip pucks out to get maybe find a guy on a little indirect bump off the boards to get a guy skating into the puck. When you started to watch him shoot the puck and handle the puck, you could say, wait, there's some hands there. So the evolution maybe took a little longer than it would have if they had let him stay another year in junior, work on his skills, dominate in junior hockey, and then come in and be the type of player he is now. So I think it took a little while. But you could slowly but surely start to see it. But also, all credit goes to Tom Wilson for working on all these things in the offseason. I'll say the same thing about the other two young guys, and Tom Wilson, it's crazy to think about him, you know, a decade more, you know, in the National Hockey League, because it seemed like just yesterday he was here. But when you look at the maturation and the improvement of Alexi Protas and Connor McMichael, and Protas, as you mentioned earlier, two guys that went down, won championship in Hershey, refined their game, but then what they do in the offseason, they don't just rest on their laurels. They've worked on things. Alexi and his brother Ilya, who, by the way, is tearing it up in the Ontario Hockey League and is a Capitals prospect as well, much like his brother, they traded back into the third round of this last draft to get Ilya the way they did Alexi about 6 years ago. So he's a prospect, but he and his brother just worked on taking 500 pucks and shooting them all day long, right? So, you know, now you look at his shot and it's become elite. Well, his skating got better. Well, how did he do that? Worked on his leg strength. You know, all these guys and the development that they've had, it just goes into all the hard work that they've had and the coaching and the player development that they've had. That's why this organization right now is really looking at a time where not only is the major league team playing well, but they are loaded with prospects that the rest of the league is kind of in awe of. It's a pretty good time to watch this Capital franchise, not just for what they're doing right now, but what's coming in the future.
Well, my friend, I know it is. It's going to happen today, and I know you are getting prepped for that. Any concerns outside of Wilson's availability?
No. I guess the one concern, and I'm sure it's what would be shared with by any coach, is the fact that the opponent you're playing got their doors blown off yesterday, and you blew the doors off your rival. So you know what happens, right? So the coach always worries, okay, now does my team think that their stuff doesn't stink, and does the other team's coach just reel them in and say, boys, that was an embarrassment to us, to the franchise, to the city. You better wake up today. And you got Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. McDavid, without question, the best player in the world. And Leon Draisaitl, far and away right now, is leading the National Hockey League in goals. So if you get content that, oh, now, by blowing out Pittsburgh, we could just show up and beat Edmonton because they threw up over themselves in Philadelphia, say, that's going to be the big challenge for this coaching staff. Make sure this group understands what is ahead of them. And for the most part, they've done a good job of that. Players and coaches have both been pretty much ready to play. And the one thing I'll say for the folks who are going to be watching today, keep an eye on the matchup of number 80 for the Capitals, Pierre-Luc Dubois, against the aforementioned Connor McDavid, 97 for the Edmonton Oilers, because one of the things I think has been a real key to this season has been the gamble the Capitals took on Dubois, giving Darcy Kuemper, who's been terrific for LA, but taking on a guy who's been rather enigmatic in his career, but with all of the skill in the world. And what they've done with him is they've said to him, here's your defined role. We're going to put you out there against the other team's best center, best line, and then we're also going to expect you to help whoever is on your wings to get points and get goals. Well, that's exactly what he's done. And his defensive game, his 200-foot game, has, I think, been really underappreciated. So keep an eye on that matchup today if you're going to be watching the game. Unfortunately, it won't be on Monumental. It's going to be on Turner TNT. But for the Cap fans who are going to tune in, watch that matchup of 80 and 97 and see what Pierre-Luc Dubois, with his good skating, can't be as nobody's as elite other than maybe Nathan MacKinnon. Nobody's as elite as Connor McDavid. But watch how that big body and see if he can be a real factor in shutting down Connor McDavid today. That's going to be a real key matchup in this afternoon's tilt.
Well, Metal, you couldn't believe it that we had smoking Al Koken coming on. You got to, and you're a guy that should be on the ice. Al, I'm telling you, had Metal not gone to heavy metal rock and roll, he would have been skating because this dude was built for hockey.
I did used to play ice hockey when I was young. Not in any professional level, of course, but...
Were you, shall we say, Metal, you got in there and set people straight?
No. So I used to love playing right wing because I'm right-handed. And everybody wanted to play center, and they all wanted to do the face-offs. And I didn't care about that. Right. I just wanted ice time. So I was like, put me at right wing. You know, I want to play and shoot. That's what I cared more about. I didn't care about the face-offs. Okay. So that was my thing.
What about getting in the corners, mucking it up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he'd muck it up, all right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't go in chasing the puck either after him.
Now, I'm a pretty big dude. I liked hitting people in the corners, and I was really good at stick handling. You know, I had a big deck when I grew up, and I used to take the old street hockey goal,
right.
And I had a real wooden ice hockey stick, and I just practiced shooting and passing and whatever all day after school. Put on some heavy metal tunes in the backyard and just shoot around all day.
I love it.
Yeah. So I love playing offense and stuff. So
that's a hockey player.
I'll tell you what. Any word on Locker?
I had a chance to see him last week. He was supposed to undergo three different procedures, and they ended up, while they were in there, doing a fourth. That's how extensive this all was. He sends everybody his love. The support he's gotten has been tremendous. It's going to be a while. He knows it. He says it. It's going to take a while to get back to strength. But he's in great spirits. He's obviously got an unbelievable support group with Linda and Courtney and Kyle, his family. And but it's really been... he said he's been overwhelmed by how many people he's heard from, the people that have reached out, not just locally, but nationally as well. So he's on his way to recovery. It's going to take a while. He says, you know, when he gets up and walks around, he still gets a little tired, but he knew it was going to be a long road back because it was a very extensive surgery, but he feels very blessed that they discovered what it was and caught it before it did real, real damage. And now he's looking forward to coming back and calling Capital playoff games.
Well, Smoking, we appreciate it, man. You know how much we love you and the Caps, and it's a thrill, man, watching it. I always go back to, and I try to share the story with people because you were serious, and it was a serious time. 80 saved the Caps. There was a potential of losing the franchise.
Franchise has basically just got here, and it was about to get snapped up and go. And the team they came in with, Kansas City, well, what happened to them? They got snapped up and moved too. So it was a very real possibility, and we've got to give a lot of credit to a lot of people. First of all, Mr. Polen never gets enough credit for what he's done for sports in this city, in the building I'm sitting in right now talking to you, and the changes they're going through. It still is a delight to come downtown to a game as opposed to heading out to Landover for a game. So he never gets enough credit for that. But also, one of your other mentors and a good friend of all of in the sports industry, Mr. George Michael, certainly was a major factor in getting in there and spreading the word on that as well. So it's amazing to see from almost extinction to then putting out a plaque in a outside of a fountain in Georgetown because the celebration of the Stanley Cup was so wild it had to be memorialized there. I mean, those are the days, and we would love to see this Capital team this year get back to those lofty heights of 2018.
Yeah, absolutely. And more than just an Ovi and the record, all that means a lot. It couldn't be served better for us because you are delivering the news to us on a silver platter. Alan May, give all the fellas, give the staff, monumental. You guys are fantastic. Keep kicking tail, and we appreciate you sharing your skills with us, my brother. Love you, man.
I love you, Doc. It's always a great pleasure talking with you, my friends. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. As Coach Thompson would say, I mean, simply one of the best, Smoking Al Kokin. We'll be back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, boy. Smoking Al Kokin. How good is he? You know, it's amazing that Walt Williams was on fire. But what do both guys have in common? They represent winning programs. They represent progressive programs that get it, that play hard, that play defense, that aren't one-trick ponies, that have great leadership. It's really refreshing. And I know that I have been scorned. And by the way, I can't thank the great people out at Rude, because without Rude, no Kokin. The Rude guest hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, man. Just awesome. The association that we have with them. And so you get a Walt Williams and an Al Kokin because of our great relationship. And what do they have in common? Winners. Teams that are striving for perfection to get ready for the tournament, for the run. And it's great, man. We spent so much of our time making excuses for mediocrity, losers, bank robbers, thieves. And so this is cool. This is really cool. I'm really couldn't be happier to share this with our listening audience because of what we had to go through. Now, when it comes to hoops and hockey, we have a common ground. That pigskin is where we get into conflict. And that's okay. That's okay. That's good. Matt Jones on X. He says, I understand the concern about Garrett going to Philly. But two things. One, Philly may not be able to afford him. Don't underestimate Howie. Probably not unless they make major moves. Well, good teams can afford to because they're not going to move Saquon or their quarterback. You understand it. We used to be good like that once upon a time. And number two, a big number two, something you all people should know, but he kind of left me hanging on that. Even if we feel you got to he left me hanging with that. I'm saying this. Oh, he said, in the past, you know, we had to face Reggie, Randy, too tall. All of us have had to go against the best. LT, everybody has to play people's best. That's what makes it the East. He says, give us an O-line. Give us a hog. Well, we'll see. And again, we're all on the same side. It's just a matter of a strategy. I wouldn't underestimate Howie and what he can't get. They're on top of the hill right now. And as long as they keep their core pieces, they can replace the others. We've been there. We know what that's like. They're not going to lose their receivers. They're not going to lose Saquon. But it's an interior. Man, we'll see. You're right. Nobody can keep everybody. Can you imagine, Metal, if the NFL was like MLB? And you could just suppose there was no caps.
I mean, there was
you
no
could just
cap
spend as much
back
as you
when
had.
Gibbs was running things, so I can't imagine that. Like,
well, you know, don't hate. He was creative. He was doing Taxi Squad, before and after Taxi Squad. People always had a way. But it's not like we had the most talent in the world. People were highly talented. But you got to find a way, whatever the current system is, you got to deal with it. It's still an O-line, D-line function, man. It really is. And last year's offseason, our offseasons have been interesting because we were so bad. You were trying to line yourself up for a quarterback. This offseason is exciting because we were really good, and now you want to maintain that. How do you do it? And you know you have some holes. Everybody has those holes. What do you think they're talking about in New York? Would you rather be in New York or Dallas?
I'd rather be in New York. They have a lively music scene, and you can go catch a Broadway show. Even if your team's bad, there's stuff to do in New York, right?
Really?
Yeah.
You've lived there before.
Sure. I've never lived in New York, but I've been up there quite a bit. I've been up there.
Anybody
would
want to do that. That's one of the most least desirable zip codes to me on the planet.
Oh, you don't like New York City?
No, not at all.
Oh, no, I love it. I love going to the city. I don't know that I could live there. It's so intense, but it's fun to spend time up there.
My son also lived there. He lived there for a minute and enjoyed. People who do it love it, and those that don't. But they could say the same thing about here. People have a if they haven't lived here, I don't think anybody would be favorable to this, the Beltway, the traffic, I guess, but, you know.
Well, I always tell people not from here, I was like, don't blame us in D.C. for the politicians you send here. That's what I have to tell people. Don't blame us for them, you know. The people here are cool.
Oh, yeah, cool is, yeah, I mean. Have you ever been anywhere where the people weren't cool?
Probably, but I don't know how much I want to get into that on the air and start getting callers.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we do. I mean, we just keep it real. If it's legal and it's not illegal and it's real, then, you know, I don't know what you'd hold back from. It's just keeping it real. We're not making it up. That's part of the problem with this whole country. You know, you just certain things should never be off limits if it's real. You know, but that's a topic for another day. topic for another day. This so far has been real clean and been real good because we're talking about winning as opposed to rebuilding and hoping for a savior. One thing I like about this year's draft, it doesn't appear that there's one kid that's going to change an organization. It doesn't seem that way to me so far. These quarterbacks, God, I'm so glad we're not in this. It's not us up right now. I really am. I mean, what quarterback in this draft do you feel comfortable about having spending a top 10 pick on?
I don't even have to care this year. That's the nice thing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, but just from what you glazed over,
I don't know.
I see him making excuses.
And Shador looks like he'll probably go top 10, right? I don't know.
He looks like it, but should he go?
I'm actually more interested in Hunter. I'm really curious to see how he works out in the NFL. The idea of this two-sided player, and I know he's going to be probably drafted as a corner and not a receiver, but you can't tell me you put him on a team, you're not going to at least try to run some plays with him on offense. And it's just that you know, it's like that Shohei Ohtani extra skill set kind of thing that, I mean, can he do it on a professional level? I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it. So,
well, it depends on what
wherever
team
he goes. Yeah, I know, whatever team he goes to, but still, you can't tell me.
He's got terrific hands.
You can't tell me you wouldn't try to run some plays. Maybe you need a fourth receiver on certain things or something. Like, you got to try to run them sometimes, right?
Yeah, but see, this is the NFL. Everybody's got everybody. You got pros everywhere.
Oh, I know, man.
Now, can he help you? Again, I need stops. So if he can cover.
I mean, we do need some DBs, so I wouldn't hate him coming here.
You got no shot at him with a 28, 29.
Well, they'd have to trade up or something. Yeah, I mean, you know. I'll leave all that to AP, you know.
Yeah, I think that my question would be, and again, his size. Hadn't been a problem thus far. But, yeah, I don't know. But that's the whole interesting part about this, that we don't know. We can take a break and think about it. The MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And once again, I don't know why, but this is free on the Odyssey app. Always live and free. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Overtime. Here on a Sunday, Heavy Metal Christopher, DOC, on the microphone. And, boy, it's been, you know, the product fellas are balling out. I mean, the Luka LeBron thing got us started. Shout out to CP joining the staff, as a lot of former ballers, probably more than have ever done, especially guys of note that are crossing over into that coaching deal. And coaching has never really seemed that appealing to most players because of the hours. And they know how much those guys put in, grinding and hours. But I think it's the best thing for the game. It really is. And, of course, the chase or the quest for Myles Garrett, this phenom at defensive end for Cleveland. I mean, you think it's hard being a fan here. How about being a Cleveland Browns backer and looking at the catastrophe that was that reach at quarterback in a deal that may never, ever have produced much at all?
Yeah, it's
and
probably
it being
the worst
one of the highest
ever.
Paid. You say never?
I said it's probably the worst contract ever in the NFL.
What would rival it?
Like, the things I think about, it's like that A-Rod contract when he was on the Rangers, you know? Like, it's like that kind of thing where you're just like, this is a ridiculous contract that shouldn't exist. Like,
yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's going, what goes around comes around. What comes around goes around. Or karma's a you-know-what. There's a number of different things we've all repeated at least once that makes you think. But the one thing that, what has been the buzz? The buzz has been Luka LeBron. the buzz has been the Caps, Ovi, the quest for a scoring title, but even more so than the scoring title, they're winning. And how they're winning. And then, you know, on the hardwood, it's this surge now in college hoops, the SEC.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be all ACC, and now SEC is dominating the rankings right now. And
yeah. And we have local interest here because the Terps are, you know, we're getting back to old school, to back to, you know, we remember what it was like. And now it looks like the return of the Terps hardwood supremacy. And it's coming back, and it's a 6'10 toddler who is poised. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on. And, of course, you know, Duke never kind of goes away. And then there's that whole deal which we don't have the time for. We seem to never have the time for it. And maybe one of these weekend days we can kind of attack it with more volume. This whole thing about tanking. I think some use it as an excuse of just being mediocre. And it's not even a guarantee that you succeed.
I mean, there's mediocre and then
go to Detroit.
Bad. There's mediocre and then there is just plain bad.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't you think some staffs are getting away with saying they're tanking? And yet they're really not tanking?
I don't think any team officially says they're tanking in the NBA. You know, they probably get fines or something, but, you know.
Oh, really?
The NBA is real strict about that stuff. You can't talk about the refs. You can't talk about a lot of stuff in those press conferences and things. So.
Okay. Well, if you say so, I'll have to play. I'll play dumb for a moment, but... There's another. We got enough food on the bone to check it out, and there's still enough out there that's good that makes us be thankful that the games are being played now. And Walt Williams mentioned a couple of them in SGA. There's some young budding stars. We tend to talk about the people that are underperforming. There are a lot of people that are giving us top performances. And as always, the tournaments, the men and the women, the best is yet to come, coming around the block. And we look forward to being a part of it and being able to talk ball with you, because it's great. I know it may not seem like work, but we are grinding to make sure that you know, you get it all and that we're able to give it to you and have fun, you know, in the process. I can't wait to see my man DeSean Jackson. Love D-Jack, man. That brother is so smooth. He's a good dude, and can't wait to see how it goes. Mike Vick, these guys coaching, they're not going to take well to losing, and they're going to end up saying a lot of things that I know their old coaches are going to be saying. Man, I wish I could have had you as locked in as you are now. Yeah, when you were playing for me. You know that's going to be said. Well, Metal, always a pleasure, man. Love chopping it up with you. And love.